Blackstone Audio presents Endgame. Bobby Fischer's remarkable rise and fall from America's brightest prodigy to the edge of madness. By Frank Brady. To Maxine, always my talisman. Author's note. As someone who knew Bobby Fischer from the time he was quite young, I've been asked hundreds of times, what was Bobby Fischer really like? This book is an attempt to answer that question, but a warning to those who turn these pages, paradoxes abound. Bobby was secretive, yet candid, generous, yet parsimonious, naive, yet well-informed, cruel, yet kind, religious, yet heretical. His games were filled with charm and beauty and significance. His outrageous pronouncements were filled with cruelty and prejudice and hate. And though for a period of decades he poured most of his energy and passion into a quest for chess excellence, he was not the idiot savant often portrayed by the press. As Virginia Woolf observed in her one attempt at writing a life story, that of artist Roger Fry, a biography is considered complete if it merely accounts for six or seven selves, whereas a person may well have as many as 1,000. Many lives, and then second and even third acts, constitute the drama of Bobby Fischer, but my attempt here was to delineate just one of Fischer's kaleidoscopic personalities, that of a genius, an inwardly tortured warrior. And within that framework to capture his shifting...